And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Standin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, man. We have a great show for you today. It's Corey and I hanging out in the studio. Pete Gray will be joining us next weekend. We're going to be having a lot of fun talking fishing and talking my favorite Parker boats. We got Nick Kelly in the studio from West Coast Marine. We're going to be talking all kinds of great fishing. We're going to be hearing about that great Queen Charlotte Safari trip from Let's Talk Hookup that just came back this last week. And we're going to be talking about this great offshore fishing and inshore fishing that's going on right now. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Want to take your catch from fresh to superior grade? This is Robbie Gant from AFCO. We developed the tools for the EKGMA process. Circuit Breaker is specially designed to disable the full length of the fish's spinal cord. The memory-resistant wire of AFCO's Circuit Breaker will not bend or kink, even after repeated use. Take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Available at a dealer near you or check out AFCO.com.
Like Robbie said, take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Check AFCO.com or your favorite tackle retailer. In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone, the Ford F-150, available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome.
Yeah, it's all right, Ricky. Good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Yeah, it's all in the family, right?
Every time we always joke about it. I'm still used to sitting where Corey is and vice versa, and with Pete being a little under the weather, we're covering him today. And yeah, and I'm always used to bringing it back from that. So my bad, Corey. I didn't mean to step on it. Man, we're gonna, like we said, gonna be a great show today. We're pumped to have Nick Kelly in the studio from West Coast Marine, and man, just really stoked to have you, buddy.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, well, we're stoked to have you, and this is always a fun show because, you know, Parker boats aren't just, like, important to Southern California fishery. Like, they're important to all of us. You know, both myself and Corey and Pete all have Parkers, and, you know, it's all for a reason, man. We love them. You know, Pete's got the big boat, but the boat that he fishes a lot more, you know, his field research is a big 36-foot boat that stays in the water, but really the boat that gets a whole lot more hours than his big one is the 18 Parker that, you know, they surf and fish and do all that kind of stuff on. And Corey, I know you have a 21 Bay that is like the ultimate. If you want to talk about the type of fishing that Corey does, it's inshore, it's calico bass, it's local cods, it's all that. You couldn't put pen to paper and draw a more perfect boat than the 21, you know, Bay series that you have.
I've had it 15 years. I mean, that's, you look at it today, and it's no different than maybe a year after I bought it. It is in beautiful shape, and the forward casting deck, you know, platform, 2 to 3 people, you know,
easy.
Oh, easy 2 people, yeah. No problem, you know, and it's just, yeah, if you're sight fishing the bass and the kelp and doing that kind of thing or doing the shallows, I mean, it's a perfect zone. If you, like you said, rockfish, it's super easy. It's really wide all the way forward, where a lot of boats lose that width in the forward half. You know, it just wide. Any type of spray gets pushed out to the side. Like, you stay dry with the majority of the day. I mean, it has to be completely crappy to get, like, spray up and over, you know?
I do know because Neil and I are the same. We have our 25-center console, and offshore fishing is our most favorite thing to do, and that is the boat for us. It's big, it's wide, it carries a ton of weight, it's very dry, it's very comfortable, it rides really good. And all of us, you know, bought our boats independently of, you know, West Coast Marine being a sponsor, being of this. Like, you know, none of us had anything to do with that. It was because it was all the right boats for the things we
liked. Absolutely. And, you know, the coolest part, too, is you could have, like, three guys on one side of the boat, and it barely just...
Totally.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Like, it's so stable. It's incredible.
Big blue fin hanging over the side of the boat, and the guy that's pulling on it, and then the two guys that are going to gaff it, and everybody else wants to look at it. Everybody's crammed into the one little corner looking over the side of the boat, and the thing doesn't move. You know,
exactly.
They're tanks. Nick, you don't need to say anything, man. We got
right?
you. Yeah.
I was enjoying the 21 day conversation.
I know.
I have the same feeling because I've got one that I rigged up with a 45-gallon bait tank on it.
Okay.
And kind of used it just to see how a baby boat would do offshore. It's pretty blown away with how it rides and the fuel economy.
It rides super nice.
Yeah.
And I get 3.9 to 4.1
sure.
to the gallon.
No,
I mean,
come
like,
on.
That's
seriously.
That's what I saw.
Yeah. Like,
wow.
Like, no joke, yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah,
that is great.
I don't know about yours, but the new ones are like 80 gallons of fuel and then a 45-gallon bait tank full. Yeah, 3.5.
So,
wow.
So I have a funny story about that. Mine was listed at 50 gallons, right? So I'm like, okay, I got 50 gallons. I got enough to make it in, you know, like no problem.
Sure.
Johnny White at Dana Landing had to come get me in between the bridges. So I was and I filled it up at the fuel dock at right there at Dana Landing, and 45 gallons. So I figured that one out quickly.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah,
neat platform.
They're really cool. Man, well, West Coast Marine is the source for Parker Boats. We love them. We love everything you guys do. We've always talked about what a great time and how such good care of us that Kevin always took, and we miss him an awful lot. He's always part of the family, and I just think it's so cool that you, Nick, just stepped right in and kept that Parker tradition going, and the tradition that West Coast has. I mean, you guys do such a good job taking care of your customers, which I can completely vouch for. You know, we bought our boat from Kevin, and man, it's just like a big family that you guys put together, and
thanks.
Do a really good job.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Keep it going.
Totally. I mean, you guys do it. So tell us about West Coast Marine. What are you, where are you guys at? What do you do? I mean, obviously you're the Parker guys, but it's a lot more than just that. I mean, you guys are a little bit of everything. Give us a little rundown.
Yeah, so we're coming into an interesting time. Summertime, we're doing a lot of service, fixing a lot of broken boats, selling a lot of boats. And actually right now we're doing a new order period for Parker. So last week I put in a new order for some boats, the most common 2320.
Sure.
20, couple 28s and 25s. So we'll get those going, selling our last bits of inventory here. So that's kind of been a busy time right now.
I bet.
That going, yeah.
2320 has to be the most popular platform you'd sell, I'm guessing. I don't know that at all, but it's just, that is such the perfect SoCal offshore fishing boat.
Yes, it is. And you're right. That is the top seller is the 2320. I think it's just a good value for
perfect.
What you get. And then easy to tow, easy to launch, easy to run. You can still do anything you want it to do.
You can fish four guys comfortably. It's perfect. Like you said, you can tow it with a half ton. You don't have to have, you know, you don't have to also go buy a tow vehicle to deal with it. It'll fish Clemente no problem offshore. You can put a tower on if you want. I mean, it's just, for what we do, it's perfect. And when you're done with your day of fishing, you go inside and you shut the door and you're dry and you're warm and you go home comfortably and you're not suiting up in foul weather gear to make the run home. It's just you're hanging out in board shorts and t-shirts, listening to tunes and
that's one
driving
of my
home
favorite
to the pilot house.
Just out of the sun, out of the wind. On the way home, you get in the harbor and you're still got energy to clean the fish.
Totally. Still a little cabin that you can crawl into and rack out. Yep. I mean, everything about that boat is awesome. I can certainly see why it's the most popular. But give us a rundown. What are the boats that you guys most commonly do there? You know, I know there's always changes going back and forth. The walk-arounds, going away, and additions of this, and the dual console. Like there's always changes going on. What's new with Parker?
So we got a new 18 coming out.
Oh, that's exciting.
I put an order in for one. I don't know a whole lot about that 18 other than it's going to be wider platform.
Awesome.
It's going to be a really neat little boat, I
think.
And we probably won't see those for a while. So that'll come out. That's really fun. Rigging those is a blast because we can fit a 35-gallon kind of cut it down bait tank under that aft seat or the driver's seat.
Yeah.
And then we just finished one for a customer and tricked it out, put a trolling motor on there.
Very cool.
Seen him out in the bay having a blast. That's pretty neat.
That's what Pete has is the obviously the previous generation 18, and that thing blows me away too. Same deal. Like I love fishing San Diego Bay, one of my favorite things, and we keep our boat in Mission Bay, and it's more effort than necessary to bring our boat over. So I borrow Pete's boat all the time, and that is the biggest small boat that exists. Same, wide, comfortable, multiple people, on one side of the boat, doesn't make a bit of difference. Still holds a good size bait tank and rips around. That thing really moves.
It does. So that's going to be fun to have a new model there. And then we've got our typical cabin boats that we're ordering, 23s, 25s, 28s.
Perfect.
The 28s have been a good seller this year. We'll do four this year of the 28s.
Oh, wow. Cool.
They're going to be the same for this coming year. New, we've got 26 center consoles, a 29 center console. The 29's got a side door, and they're incorporating fish holds and a new stringer system on those boats.
When you say side door, into the console or like entry into the boat?
Like entry into the boat.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, so that'll be
so you can bring fish on the side?
Whatever
you need to do.
Just open the door and come on in or put a ladder there. And
for those that like to dive?
Totally. Yeah. And even, as dumb as it sounds, just entry into the boat, like when you're, 29-footer, probably likely higher percentage living in a slip than on a trailer. Not that it's not completely trailerable, but probably a higher percentage living, and just so much easier for unloading and offloading fish and gear and supplies and everything else. I mean, that's a cool feature.
Yeah, it's going to be a neat boat. They're pushing their center consoles to try to bring that up, so that's going to be interesting to see that.
It's funny seeing more. I mean, we're still a offshore. It's gray. It's overcast a lot of times. I don't think that anything will ever beat having the pilot house in Southern California, but there's no doubt it is interesting seeing a lot more of, how you call it, whether it's inappropriate or not, that East Coast influenced big center console or go faster, bigger open boats. You're definitely seeing a lot more and more of it out here, so it'd be interesting to see what would a common power be for that 29 center console.
2300s.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah,
cool.
Digital steering, that's all going to be on that boat.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
How has and what's changed? Parker still all Yamaha.
Parker still all Yamaha. You're
saying there's been some new advancements in the Yamaha as of late, steering and things
year,
like that.
Yes, so this year Yamaha's pushing their digital electric steering, so that'll come with Parker's outright.
Okay. Any new boat that you order will be that way.
Yes,
or at least soon.
25-20s and above.
Okay.
Yeah, getting the digital steering.
And that replaces a hydraulic steering, or it's just like, okay, cool.
Yeah, this will be really neat.
That's
and you
awesome.
Can easily add second stations with that.
Oh, because it takes away
the
plumbing aspect
hoses.
Of it. Yeah, you're just running wire.
How
easy.
Cool.
Oh, that's way cool.
Really fun.
So you could do multiple. I always remember that being thing too. A second station difficult, third station becoming super difficult. Now
you got it.
It's a steering wheel and a wire.
Yep, a couple harnesses, plug and play.
That's way
station.
Cool.
And then with their joystick and upgrade with the joystick and the autopilot, you can actually have an option for a third station coming this year. With getting the joystick.
That's way cool.
Super cool.
So like on a 25 or a 28, you sometimes will see it right outside the door, like on the outside of the pilot house.
Yep, that bulkhead.
That all of a sudden becomes a relatively easy option to
Yeah, install. Put a joystick there and then have your tower on top.
Oh, dude, that's cool. That's way cool.
Yeah.
Now, what about getting a Parker? It has not been easy. There's been a lot of years. You guys are the most popular boat for a reason. getting one has not always been the easiest thing. If somebody's in the boat buying mode right now, is it possible to go to West Coast and buy a boat right now?
Absolutely.
Do you need to order, and how long does it take? What's that like?
Sure, we're ending the season, so we've got a few pieces of inventory left. 123.20. 225.20s that are unspoken for.
Oh, really?
And then that little 21 center console that I'm toying with keeping or not.
Yeah.
So there are a few pieces of inventory left that are on the lot. You can come check them
awesome.
Out. I'm rigging 228s as well. So if you want to step on boats and you can see three cabin boats lined up and get a feel for what size you want.
So that 28 is spoken for, but it's in-house being yes. rigged up right now.
It's in-house. There's two of them being rigged up a little bit differently. So you can get a feel for that. And then it's next to a 25-20 and then a 23-20.
How cool to really be able to decide, you know, hey, do I need the extra space? Is the extra few bucks really worth it for the extra cabin room I get? Whatever scenario you're mulling over, you
it's
get to see them all right now.
Totally it is. Step on it and check it out. Get in the door, walk through it, see, you know, the size-wise. If you're a taller person,
right.
you know, you might want the 25-20. It's got more cabin space. If you're shorter, it doesn't really matter.
Is there a difference in beam amongst all three of them, 23, 25? 28?
Yes, there is. So 23 is 8.6, 25 is 28.96.
That's cool.
Yes.
Those are big boats.
Big boats.
Those are big boats. Yeah.
And then we've just put in our order, initial order a week ago, and we're doing 23.20s and a few 28.20s. And then we'll go from there. Next order period comes in October, so it's a great time to kind of put your name down. If you're thinking about anything, just let us know now.
If you've ordered those, like, in the last week, are those coming, like, next spring? Or what?
Yeah, that was my question, too. Yeah. I was super curious. Like, what did that process take?
So, again, they're a lot better this last year about getting us boats through everything that we've been through. They're coming out. We'll get boats early fall, somewhere in October, I would imagine.
Cool.
Yeah, and then, again, they're just starting, so our production date, they'll give us updates every week.
The thing that I loved so much about our process of buying our boat at West Coast Marine was Kevin, the thing that I liked so much, and I know, you know, you and I talked about it, you do the same thing, like, he talked us out of a lot of options on the boat, and I mean that in the best way possible. You know, we're thinking, oh, well, we'll get this and we'll get that, and... You guys made the buying process so good, and it was like, you know, I've seen it before. We can do this part better through aftermarket, and it will save you money this way. You know what? Rather than you buying this boat with this option, meaning now you're quote unquote stuck with it being like this, why don't we do this thing? It's going to save you $200 and it'll be better. Like, and I always think that's like the mark of a good salesperson, is somebody that's talking. They could have easily just said, yeah, man, get all the options, man, of course. And
yes, double up on that.
They talked us out of a bunch of things, saved us a bunch of money, and produced a way better boat. And I mean, our experience with West Coast was just, it's the best, man.
That's how I like to keep it, is we order those boats pretty bare. So we don't order them with full electronics or anything. I mean, not even spreader lights.
Yeah.
I feel like at the shop, when we get a boat and a customer walks in the lot, a Parker owner envisions, they already have a vision of what they want.
100%, right?
And we're all kind of like that. Like, some people like Simrad, some like Garmin. They're all great. Like, what do you really like to use? And so we can cater that and build that boat how you want. Like, if you want a 28-20 and you want to put an 85-gallon bait tank in it, fine. If you really want to go 100-gallon bait tank, let's put a 100-gallon bait tank in there and do that. Yeah.
And you want a West Coast bait tank installed to carry sardines and mackerel and squid the way that we do it, not a factory. You know, again, not that there's anything wrong with it, but it's just not the same. You know, we deal with bait differently than bait is done on the East Coast.
Yeah, that live well in there, it's not big enough for our bait, but you can put, you know, squid in there.
Yeah, hold a few mackerel.
It'll be fine. But yeah, having a West Coast bait tank is the way to go.
Our transom. Live well bait tank, if there's like, it holds mackerel great, so we have no problem putting a few mackerel in there, and we have an 85 gallon Pacific Edge tank that we put in ours. Love it, perfect, holds bait incredible. If the tuna fishing is like spectacular, and we know that, and it's close, like meaning we know we're gonna get thrown away, sometimes we'll throw an extra half scoop in our live well, and it just gives us that much more capacity, and you know, we know that that's hook bait we're gonna chum. But more than anything, I love putting two or three or four mackerel in there, just in case you see a marlin, you see a swordfish, we see something. Like, we love having it for that.
Sure.
But like you say, it's a, you know, that's the beauty of the Parkers. You got that giant cockpit where you can put a big bait tank in it.
Yep, get creative.
Yeah,
build it how you want.
That's cool. And same thing, you guys are always so good with metal fabrication and figuring out out towers, and every boat is different from every person. Maybe you just want a little belly hoop and not spend a ton of dough, and you find kelp patties all the way up to T-top stations, electronics, radios, the whole nine.
And you can keep it real simple and just do a simple display, and you don't even need a bait tank right now if you don't want it.
Right.
But, you know, we can go as much or as little as you want.
I love it, man. That's cool. It's exciting. Man, there is so much cool stuff to cover in the world of Parker Boats, and we're really pumped to have you in here. And Corey, there's just so much good fishing going on. Today's going to be a great show.
You know, I'm looking forward to the surf report. We've got Brian Woolley calling in. We're going to hear from your saltwater guide, right? And we've got a full show ahead of us. Like you said, Rick, the fishing's awesome. Also, on top of all of that, we're giving away a $300 gift certificate to Costa Del Mar sunglasses, right? I mean, that's one of those things that you just want to win, man. It's super cool.
Yeah, sign me up.
Right? You can go on their site. You can choose whatever you want, a pair of sunglasses, and maybe you'll have some left over. I'm sure you will, because a $300 gift certificate will definitely buy into, man, they've got all kinds of cool stuff. Their sun protection gear and their hats and their...
Yeah, just cool swag. Coolers and soft bags and all kinds of really good
super
stuff.
Super cool stuff. So, give us a call. 213-432-1090 is the telephone number, or you can text us via the app, only through the app, and so give us a shout. Again, the number 213-432-1090, or text us via the app. We're going to come right back with Nick Kelly from West Coast Marine when we return on the Let's Talk Cricket BAP, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all those miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RancholandNarrow.com. It's unique.
This is Rock Cod Rick for Adventure and Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure and Camping park it for you. Check out their website, adventureandcamping.com. Select from over 75 campgrounds they serve. Decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs. Request a quote for your desired vacation dates. Then just show up and start your adventure. The late summer and fall is the absolute best time to be in the Eastern Sierra. The fish are biting, the weather cools, the colors are amazing. Adventure and Camping makes it so simple. They deliver the trailer to your spot and you enjoy a clean, spacious trailer. When it comes time to go home, just close the door and drive away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure and Camping is for you. Check out adventureandcamping.com for details. Make sure you mention that Rock Cod Rick sent you for a special price. adventureandcamping.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing for the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslandersSportFishing.com.
All right. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And as mentioned, we're giving away a $300 gift certificate to Costa Del Mar Sunglasses. Give us a call, 213-432-1090, or text us via the app. A lot of texts coming in.
Man, yeah, the text the show is no longer a secret of any kind. You know, we always, you know, around this time in the morning, we always remind people, hey, if you want to send in a text, you got a question for Nick, fire him away. At this point in the show, there's already more text than we can read on the show, which always brings up a good point too. You know, the prize is done at the end of the show. We flip our prize coin, and you know, Nick will flip the coin, and that'll designate whether it's a caller or texter that wins. Already, we have as many texts as we could read, and we always scroll through and we find fun ones, and we wish we could read them all, but you know, we're blessed that it's more popular. But you always have a better odds if you were calling into the show. You know, there's always less callers that make it onto the air than potential of texters. So a little secret if you're trying to win yourself a $300 pair of Costas.
And there's an open line.
Yeah, no doubt, buddy.
All yours.
Hey, before we get rolling into it, I know we kind of touched on it yesterday, but didn't really have an opportunity. You guys came back from an awesome trip at Queen Charlotte Safaris. We got a chance to talk to Pete on your first fishing day, but it was a very quick call, and you could hear a frustrated is not the word of Harold Davis in the background, but a very eager Harold, because they were on. You guys were on your way out to the fishing grounds, and Pete had to like stop the boat so that they could give us the little first day update. And you could hear a very eager Harold in the background. Hurry up there, Pete! Right? Let's get rolling. It sounded like an awesome trip. What was it like?
So to start off, Harold has a new name. It's
okay.
Sir Harold Davis.
Okay, we got that
straightened out.
Okay, my bad. Sorry, sir.
Queen Charlotte Safaris is one of those amazing places, Rick. I mean, I feel very fortunate to have been a part of the group that went. And Valerie Hoprich, I mean, she puts her heart and soul, just like Nick here, right, or with West Coast Marine. She puts her heart and soul into that lodge and the fishing and getting you there from Vancouver. It's just as simple as getting to Vancouver, and she has the flight covered from Vancouver to the island.
Okay.
No cruise ships. There's 250 people that live on the island. If you ask me, I would say there are not even 50 people. I mean, it's
sick.
So just small and beautiful. And you ride through the strait. It's so cool, Rick. You might travel 50 minutes, an hour to your spot. 45 minutes of that is literally through a strait in between the islands. That is protected and like you're sightseeing the whole time.
Yeah,
and from bears and seeing deer and just that northwest timber evergreen right to the water.
Sick.
Right?
Oh, how cool.
And one of the most famous places, the wall, right?
Okay.
Hey, where everybody fishes salmon up against the wall and 150 feet right up against those evergreens. And it's literally right at the opening of that strait. So if you have a little bit of wind or weather or whatever, you're literally fishing in a protected zone.
You tuck in.
Dude, it's incredible. And the enclosed cabins, heated, and the air suspension seats that you're sitting in,
cool.
Like so comfy. There were five couples. Like, might have been six. Five couples on the trip. Like, it really caters to that.
Yeah, there's a woman's touch. You know, Valerie runs everything, and I know that's one of the things she prides herself on. There's nice linens, and there's blow dryers, and there's things that, you know, there's touches for a lady because there's a lady putting things together.
I could go on and on, but let me say this. The fishing was absolutely Richter. The ling cod fishing was like fishing calicos, right? Getting bit on the sink. If you can imagine, Richter, 150 feet of water, lead-headed slug.
So cool.
Lead-headed slug, but you're getting bit in 90 feet down,
right?
150 feet of water. And nothing smaller than 12 pounds. Like,
no way.
Seriously.
Yeah, so,
like
so
an 18 to 20 pound.
What would be the big fish of the day, fishing local, the jackpot fish was just that. You didn't even think twice about it.
And if you made it to the bottom, we were catching a halibut.
Right.
Yeah, just
cool.
Like that. Yeah, really a fun trip. We limited out on halibut. The ling cod, you could be so picky with the ling cod.
Sure.
Like, you could keep straight 18 to 20 pounders or better. Our biggest one was 30 pounds on the boat, and Sir Harold Davis had 45 pounds.
Oh, my God.
And you could literally imagine being able to put a basketball in the mouth of a ling cod.
Crazy.
Like, no joke. Seriously. And, just incredible. You could literally bring back a box alone, a box.
Straight lingcod.
Of lingcod.
Wow.
Yes. Like, wrap your mind around that, right? And then the salmon fishing. It's so beautiful. Like, it's just, it's one of those things. I love harvesting.
Yeah.
And if you can harvest a fresh, wild salmon, it's there, in my mind, there's nothing better.
That's what's so cool is you brought back a box of fish that you basically couldn't procure at home. Like, you couldn't put your hands on seafood that good.
Rick, more than a box of fish. Seriously. So listen, I heard Valerie talk about this a couple times, and it is no joke. So on the way home, they load up the fish boxes, and they load up all your gear and, you know, luggage. They will bump your luggage to bring back the fish.
In favor of your fish.
Rick, the plane was 1,000 pounds overweight because we had so much fish. Wrap your mind around that. Seriously. So a lot of the people, Sir Hill Davis, my friends Tom and Val, Pete, all had luggage left behind.
So that the fish could come home.
So the fish could come home. And a couple, I think Harold had a box of fish left behind too, and my friends Tom and Val, they got home with two huge fish boxes, 100 pounds of fish, but they had 9.5 pounds left behind.
So, right.
So they got home with the majority, right? And the rest made it to
them. The next flight.
Well, it took a few days, with all honesty. But if you're going, take my advice, take Valerie's advice, try to pack all your stuff light, bring it in carry-on luggage, and just keep it simple.
How cool.
There's no reason to overthink it. You can do your laundry at the lodge, and it's just keep it simple.
The one last thing I'll have to have you bring up, just because we saw the photos, how good was the food?
Because
it looked crazy.
Five-star chef.
Yeah, it really looked like it.
John, absolutely. If you're a foodie,
that's just the spot.
Dive straight in.
How cool.
Yeah. And so what did happen is it's so popular, next year's trip is already sold out. Like as we were there, already sold out.
Like everybody that got off the trip, like, well, sign me back up.
Valerie, well, even kind of before that, really. So Valerie opened another trip, back-to-back Let's Talk
Fish trips. Hey, cool.
So the beginning of August, I don't know the date exactly.
We'll confirm.
August 3rd through 7th is the first one that's sold out. And the second trip is going to be August 7th through 11th. I'll be hosting that. So
sick.
If you want to come and join us, it's a really cool just adventure and a fun time. Couples. There was a couple that was on the Sado's trip, on Rosie's trip, that I was on. Actually, a gentleman. And he's like, dude, if you're doing that Queen Charlotte trip, I'm on.
That's rad.
And so him and his wife signed up. If you're even remotely interested in doing it, it's already half full.
And you brought up a great point. If you're a guy that loves to travel and fish, and you know, and his wife would love to join, this is a great opportunity to do something really cool, fish and really fun, but also in the type of water that's probably not going to lend itself to motion sickness. You spent a high percentage of your time in very calm, protected water.
Very calm. So we had really nice weather the first day, and we ran 8-9 miles south.
Okay.
And we came back, flat calm, right? So the captains totally dictate and look at the weather.
Yeah.
And second day, weather was up, just a hair, a little bit of wind.
Okay.
So we stayed closer and fished the wall. Shoot, that was so calm, we could have done the same thing, honestly.
Got it.
And third day, we ran to the north. And it's beautiful.
Rad.
The weather was super decent and calm. And if you're interested, there's a number for Valerie Hoprich at Queen Charlotte Safaris. You can check them out at queencharlottesafaris.com. That's the site. Or you can call Valerie at 877-815-2892.
Sick. That sounds rad.
You're going to want to get
that
on.
That sounds really, really cool.
Come join us.
Yeah, I dig it. Well, hey, the phones are absolutely packed solid, as well as the text. I want to start off with a text this morning. I thought this was so up Nick's alley, because I know that this is Nick. Says, good morning, guys. I have a family of four, and I really like to fish, but also pleasure cruise. We're very interested in a new boat. What model do you think would be best for weekend trips to Catalina with the family, but still also fishing out of San Diego? We like to do both local, inshore, and offshore style of fishing. So what model do you prefer? Also, does West Coast Marine offer in-house financing, or can you set us up with a financier? That's all from Rory in Lakeside.
Yes, so good question. I would say I'm leaning towards a 25-20 with a family of four. That's what I've had. I have a family of five, and we've all squeezed on that boat. It's easy to trailer, so you can move it on the highway to different bays. That'll get you to the island, stay fairly comfortably overnight. It is a little bit of a camping kind of style,
yeah,
but you know, you bring a little camp stove and have some hot coffee in the morning. But that 25 will do it, and then that'll get you anywhere you need to go. Clemente, past it. That thing holds 179 gallons of fuel.
That's a lot.
Twin 200s. It moves. Cruising, high 20s, easy. So you're out and back fast.
What are some of the things that you guys have done or you've seen or you liked in the rigging of a 25-20 that might aid in some extended stay on the boat?
Rigging an extended stay would be, we're putting 75-gallon bait tanks in there, and what's neat is you can kind of build a custom table on the bait tank. So I kind of
sold
that bait tank to my wife as a, it's a tabletop.
Yeah, of course it is.
There's cup holders on it.
Yeah, we don't want a small table.
No, it's a really big table. So that.
But you're putting a custom top over the tank.
Yeah, it's got a lid with some cup holders on it.
A cocktail table.
You know, at night you can put some plates on it and food or whatever. Have some hors d'oeuvres on there and keep it comfortable.
That's a great call.
Sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
Yep.
I know on our boat we did a little microwave. Dude, that's the best. It was, I joked with Corey, it was more money than we should have spent to be able to heat up a burrito. But when you're, when you've spent the night on the boat, you know, and especially, you know, we're on a 25-10, you know, or a 25-01 rather, we're on a center console. Like when you've spent the night getting a rack out in the bag, to be able to heat up a breakfast burrito in the morning is just like, dude, it's nothing else. It's like
that's
nothing
so
else.
Fun.
It's so good.
I like cooking popcorn in the microwave.
Totally.
There's something about that.
Yeah.
Because you can with a microwave.
And again, on a 25-20 on the pilot house, lots of places you can put that, and I've seen guys do a lot of creative stuff, you know, below benches or wherever. There's, again, it's like the Parker's such the Lego set, you know, you build it the way that it's right for you. And if Rory's going to be camping with the family, maybe he's building it more towards that. And if you're a hardcore fishing guy, maybe you want nothing on the boat because you just want to scrub a bare bones thing and put a bunch of fish on it and call it a day. But
yeah, we're actually rigging a 25-20 for a gentleman who opted for the sink and refrigerator. So you pull out the back seat behind the passenger chair.
Okay.
And there's a big box seat right there. And you can pull that out, and actually they make a, basically like a fiberglass box where it's got a sink and a 12-volt fridge in there.
In a 25-foot boat?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
That. And then a freshwater tank and all that stuff. So you can do that to make it a little more comfortable if you want that.
Again, I didn't know that was an option. Like how nice to be able to just inside the pilot house throw your sandwich and your drinks and that's cool.
Yeah, pretty neat.
Yeah.
So we don't order the boat like that, but I can get the parts from Parker
and
do that.
I love it, man. That's very cool. Well, hey, I hope that gets you going there, Rory, and appreciate the text very much. Hey, we're going to find out what's going on down south. Head to a place that we all love dearly, and that's Rancho Leonero. We got John Ireland on the line. Good morning, John.
Hey, John.
Good morning, Rick. Hello, Corey. Yes. Well, we had a good fishing this week. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, man. We're just excited to hear. I had some buds that were down last week, John, and they said the fishing was spectacular.
Yeah, fishing's really good. You never know about these Mexican phones. That's what I was asking. Hey, very, very good fishing. Water's warm, you know, 86, 87 inside, and bumping up to 90 outside. So we have warm water, but it certainly hasn't hurt the fishing in any way, shape, or form. It's been very, very good. Air's clear morning, some afternoon clouds, you know, it's clouding up over the mountains back behind us and getting some light rains in the afternoon. It's very nice, very tropical. The highs are in the low 90s, so it's habitable. It's pretty nice weather for this time of year. The fishing, in particular for the Dorado, for the last couple of weeks, has been wide open, literally limits. So I went out with a couple of buddies, and we went out at 7 in the morning, and they're taking the ballyhoo. And so we had 24 ballyhoo, and we went out at 7, and we were back, there's 4 of us, and we were back at 9 o'clock with limits.
Come on.
Everybody caught their 5. And most of the fish are between 5 and 15 pounds, and then there's some big bulls mixed in there as well. 40-pounders are not uncommon. But it's all, you know, it's all real close to the hotel. Gosh, no more than 3 to 5 miles from the hotel. Right in front and then off the inner Lowry River bank. And that's correct. There's loads and loads of them around. And then the bite really moves south. The bite's concentrated off the White Cliffs, which is south of Fraley's, and down by Vina Ramos, Punta Perfecta down there. and they're picking up nice tuna. 40 pounders are real, real common. They're close to the shore, half a mile to 2 miles off the beach, and in shallower water, 100 to 150 feet of water, dropping down higher. All the fish are being taken off the bottom. They're using squid, dropping iron, and cut bait, and that's really been the way to go. And most boats are picking up that are down there doing it, picking up three or four, again in the 40-pound range. They had La Rivera had a little town south of us had a tournament yesterday, and their biggest yellowfin was 57 pounds, and a blue marlin. Yeah, and a blue marlin.
A blue.
376, I think. So wow. Loads of marlin around, right out that, in that same area. But lots of blues and blacks. Most of them are under 300, but loads of striped marlin as well. It's Marlin City down there. And Wahoo, mixed with Wahoo. We've been, you know, three or four at the cleaning table every day this past week. We had a couple in the 90-pound range, some real nice big Wahoo. All those guys were on the CD-18s and were marauders. We're picking those up. Looster fish, right off the, and they're not really good size and very, very little pressure. Everybody's going out for the Dorado and the tuna. The 5 to 20-pound rooster fish right off the marina entrance there. They seem to congregate. The bait comes in and out of the marina there, so it's real, real good fishing for the rooster fish right off the entrance, the marina entrance. Overall, you guys, good fishing this past week.
It sounds like it, man.
That sounds so cool, John. Hey, John, we've got a text here from Hills of Ventura I wanted to read for you. And he says, a rib night exceeded expectations. And he said, catching limits of Dorado plus big barred pargo and white bonito for sashimi and some triggers for ceviche off the sand. And he just wanted to give you a big shout-out and thank you, John.
Thanks. Yeah, there's a lot of smaller tuna bonito, and there's loads of that. And the bottom fishing has been real good as well. A lot of pargo, in particular barred pargo down there, picking up really, really good fishing almost anywhere you go. You're getting into them big time.
That's awesome, man. Well, certainly some great fishing, John, and we're getting close, but still opportunities to come fishing and, you know, get in on the last of the ranch before we don't have the opportunity.
3.5 months left, guys. Come on down.
Wow. I don't even understand it. I hate this part of the report, John. It bums me out to remind myself and everybody else that there's not a lot of time left, but there still is, and if somebody wants to take advantage before we close her up, how do we find you?
Thanks, Rick. It's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLanero.com.
Always the best, John. Sure appreciate it. Appreciate all the great reports and the fun and the good fishing, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, I appreciate it, you guys. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, buddy.
Hard to imagine. Right?
I know. I'm not ready for that place to go away.
We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to have more from Nick Kelly and West Coast Marine when we return on Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Low, low, low gas prices, great service, and free ice is what Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena is all about. For your car, truck, and especially your trailer boat, you need Summit Gasoline. The savings are substantial when you fill up at the Summit, but they don't compromise on service. No way. The great staff is attentive, friendly, and ready to help. When you pull up to the pumps, notice how clean it is, the great sound system, and, of course, the low gas and diesel prices. Walk into the Summit Gasoline Bistro and check out the selection of frozen bait and chum, the top-of-the-line Italian coffee, and so much more. Now, hear this. Get 100 pounds of ice free with a 35-gallon minimum purchase, and stock up on snacks, beer, water, soda, and fishing licenses for your trip. Just when you need low gas prices most, Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena comes to the rescue. Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
All right, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and all this talk about going and staying at the islands with the family, the inshore bass fishing that Corey's been doing, it just makes me think about a reel that is my favorite inshore reel that Shimano has ever produced.
Can I guess?
You can.
Tranks.
No doubt. It's it. I mean, like, that line of reels, it started as a Tranks 300, which was a badass, low-profile reel. It basically was a bass reel that they made kind of saltwater proof, and then that line just
just started expanding up and down. And with the Tranks 5, 4, 3, 2, the 150, the little guy, like, now anything you want to do in saltwater lure casting can be done with the Tranks. Whether you're standing on the dock and casting a little 1/8 ounce lead head and a 2.5 inch skinny MC swim bait for a spotty, all the way up to a popper for a 100-pound bluefin, you know, everything in between is covered. And I don't know that there's a better reel for fishing a weedless swim bait, a lead head and swim bait than a Shimano Tranks.
Or the 1-pound lead head and slug for a Lincoln, right?
There you go, yeah.
Tranks 500.
How can one line of reels be right for bass to bluefin and Lincoln and big halibut and everything in between? And it is. It's that Shimano Tranks. Gearing, power, casting, and affordability all combined. For more information, check out Shimano.com. Or better yet, just go check out your local Shimano dealer.
When you want dependable service for your outboard or a new or used boat, your first choice should be H&H Marine at their new location, near where the 5 and 805 freeway meets. North County, Central, or South, the new H&H Marine is near you. They also have added an amazing lineup of boats for both fishing and pleasure cruising, like Barletta and Godfrey pontoon boats and Hurricane runabouts, all on display. Defiance fishing boats and many used boats are available too, along with Yamaha and Mercury outboard sales and service. Speaking of service, Jeff and his crew have you covered. At factory authorized Yamaha and Mercury Service Center, H&H Marine will be sure the job is done right. They have Blue Water Basic, both sales and expert installation, as well as Tackacat inflatables. The perfect tender for your boat. For outboard sales and service, pontoon boats, fishing boats, and bait tank systems, check out H&H Marine at their new location, 10685 Roselle Street in San Diego. Check HHMarineSD.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having so much fun in studio with Nick Kelly from West Coast Marine, talking Parkers and all this cool stuff. You want to join us? One open line right now. It's all yours at 213-432-1090. Or you can text us via the app. I forgot to mention, you definitely do want to include your contact info, because at the end of the show, when we flip the coin, if it goes to a texter, we want to be able to have your contact.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Well, as promised, we're going to find out what is biting out there, and it's time for the catch report, Corey.
And it's time for Tuna in SoCal. And if you're not using the Gamakatsu hooks, you're missing bites. The Nautilus Circle Hook comes in sizes as small as a number 4 all the way to a 6. And for big fish, a Nautilus HD is tough enough, but not oversized. Both come with a ring or no ring. See your local dealer or check Gamakatsu.com.
All right. With that said, we're going to head on up to Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What up, Woolley?
Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going in there this morning?
We're having a lot of fun talking fishing, talking Parkers, having a good time.
Awesome. Good stuff, man. Hey, good week of local action for us here, close to home and at the islands and offshore too. You know, half day and 3/4 day for us, as you can imagine, we've been on that bass program. We have been in a couple different areas fishing bass this week. Some stuff a little ways above our harbor, some stuff down the beach there. But in some areas, the calico action has been really good on the surface, on the live baits and the rubber lures. And other areas, it's been sand bass on the sinker setup. So come prepared with a little bit of both in those boxes. We've also seen some nice sheephead and occasional halibut there in the mix as well. Water temps nice along the beach here, 73 to 74 degrees pretty much through our stretch. So it's been good. Some areas a little dirty, but it's been, you know, cleaning up and doing its thing. So that little swell that we have this week kind of murked things up. But it's still plenty of fish and plenty of opportunity. Over at the islands, Catalina, on our all-day trips this week, got some shots at that better grade yellowtail. Pointed almost 40-pound fish over there. Tommy on the Pride had some good shots at that fish midweek. And the live sardines fished best for that. But some of those yellows were caught on the rubber lures as well. Great bass fishing, as you'd imagine, over there at Catalina. If you can get in the right zones without the sea lines, it's been very good with some bonito and barracuda in the mix as well. And then on the all-day program this week, the new San Mateo fishing Clemente. It's kind of cool to be able to talk about that. Excellent bass fishing. They had 10 yellowtail yesterday for their 11 anglers. it's just a cool opportunity to get out and fish a zone that, you know, really don't think about all day fishing. So he's got some trips coming up on the books next week with some opportunity there if people want to jump on that. And then offshore, the Fury back out of there on the bluefin. Great fishing for their groups midweek on that 20 to 60 pound great fish. More good bass fishing on the days that they're at Clemente with some good shots at the yellowtail there as well for them. Just good week of fishing, good opportunities just about anywhere. Christian on the Lexi had some big bluefin for his guys, you know, getting the flyer into the bait or into the spot to fish there as well. So pretty much across the board, we have boats someplace doing something just about every day this week. So watch our social media for updates, trip availabilities, and stuff like that. And for the old school guys, if you want to just call the office for info, our number here, 949-496-5794. You can also hit us on the web there at danawharf.com and book your trip online from there.
Awesome, man. Great report, as always. Glad to hear fishing staying strong and kind of across the board, man. All the trips sound like there's some great fishing going on at Dana Wharf. Always appreciate you keeping us in the loop, Willie, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Yeah, Ron, hey, one thing here, too. I know this is home for you, too, Rick, with this stuff going on in Maui. You know, look, I just want to put it out there for all of our listeners to just look for an opportunity to do something. You know what I mean? If it's a donation, if it's whatever, you know, I don't mean to jump and derail your program here, but I know it hits close to home for you. You know, I have a deckhand that lives there. His family lost a ton of stuff. Just look for opportunities to do some good. It'll go a long ways, and they need all the help they can get over there.
Man, I love you saying that, dude. That's really cool. And yeah, I mean, my wife was born and raised in Maui, and it's been a really tough time. And she's got a lot of very close family and friends that were grossly affected. And I think that's an awesome way to put it, buddies. Do what you can. We're doing the same. You know, we given what we can financially, and we're running, you know, some drop off. There's always stuff, you know, that we don't need clothing wise, donation, whatever it might be. And I think that was an awesome way to put it, buddy.
So,
I really appreciate
right
it.
On.
So it's very just, well said, know, Ryan, coming from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, right? That is so family-oriented,
yeah.
And just it falls right in suit.
Yep. Good job, buddy. Appreciate that.
Thanks. Yeah, you know, if everybody does a little bit of something, it's going to change somebody in some way, and it's, you know, that's what it's all about. So thanks for that, guys. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you then.
You're the man, Willie. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you next week.
Later.
All right.
It's
all
time.
It is, man. For my favorite report, that's Gundy Gunderson, our surf guru. Good morning, Gundy.
What's up, Gundy?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing great. Good morning.
Well, we'll go to a lighter note here. The you know, it kind of puts life into perspective. But we'll forge ahead with some good fishing. You know, I'd say we're right in the mid-summer, as good as it gets time. The water temperatures... we've got low 70s in the northern front, all the way up to 74 degree water, you know, just loaded with sand crabs, which hasn't been the case. You know, this year they're everywhere, and with them, lots of corbina. And that's really the highlight of the corbina fishing. It's just terrific. You know, I've been getting so many photos from guys of just beautiful fish caught up and down the coast. There's big croakers in the mix, both yellowfin and spotfin, plenty of barred perch, probably more barred perch than you'd expect this time of year. The halibut are a little shorter in the warm water, but still, you know, solid catches on, let's say, 18 to 25-inch fish. We've got a handful of stripers in the count, and legal white sea bass to 35 inches, and thresher sharks. So I don't know what more you could ask for. Hook, line, sinker reported good fishing for several species. Anglers report easy limits on barred perch ranging from 7 to 10 inches with a few to 12, maybe 13 inches. The halibut bite's been good. No big fish, but lots of 18 to 25-inch fish. The flash minnows working there. They had 3 striped bass to 8 pounds caught along the stretch, and this is usually where they get them up there, from Carpinteria to the Ventura River and those the Ventura River mouth, and we always talk about how those stripers like a little sniff of fresh water there. A 35-inch white sea bass was also taken near the Goleta Pier on a swim bait, and then several thresher sharks hooked off the Stearns Wharf Pier. Wiley's reported good action on calico bass. We're finally seeing some calico bass biting good in the shallow reefs and stuff. Fish to 3 pounds, taking anchovy pattern swim baits. Just Fishing reported solid Corvina catches off Hermosa and Torrance beaches. Fished to 4 pounds, taking sand crabs. Catch 'em Tackle reported good Corvina fishing. Newland and River Jetties was a hot spot there. Hogan's down in Dana Point reported very good Corvina fishing. Salt Creek, Strands, P Street, Riviera's, that, those beaches doing real good. And then Pacific Coast finally is holding a derby, a Corvina derby, and a 4 pound even fish leads the derby, taking on a fresh frozen market shrimp, which is a bait a lot of guys don't use. You know, they're used to those cup of stinky old shrimp that's past its prime. But if you buy quality shrimp in the market, it fishes real well, and there's proof of that. And then on that one other note, the guys in the shop there in Pacific Coast said that a spear fisherman entering the water at Terramar shot a 20-pound yellowtail just outside the surf line. So we got it all going right now, don't we?
I would say.
It's August, baby.
I love it.
Yep.
Gundy, a great report, man. Every little bit of everything from surf perch to yellows happening this week. If somebody wants to keep in touch, man, this is the right time of year to be doing it. Water's warm, good fishing to be had. A great report, as always.
Cool stuff, man. I love doing it, guys. Great show.
Thanks, Gundy. Appreciate that, as always, man. We'll look forward to talking to you next week. All right. Hey, with that's going to wrap up our catch report today. Hey, summer is on, and it's a great time to get down to the beach for all your surf fishing needs. Check out surffishtackle.com for additional trips, for additional tips, techniques, and articles. Again, fishthesurf.com. Let's jump into the phones, Corey.
Let's do it, Rick. How about Tom? Tom Cohn from Temecula. Good morning, Tom.
What's up, Tom?
Morning, guys. Great show. Nick, I have a question for you on propellers. There's a new, I think it's called a Sharro MX propeller. Have you guys had any experience with that?
I have not had personal experience with the Sharro propellers. I'm actually in line. I put a deposit down.
I'm saying something.
Yeah, right?
Very curious. Exactly. Curious myself to see how that actually works, because what they're claiming is pretty remarkable. So no personal experience. I do know people that have had it and then have seen 15% to 25% fuel savings using that propeller.
Just one propeller.
Yeah. So I'm actually very curious, probably like you, Tom. Again, I've got a deposit down on them. They're just expensive.
Okay.
And at the beginning of the season, I was seeing how many sunfish and mullet were out there.
There were a bunch, yeah.
I'm a little bit nervous about putting a $5,000 blade when there's all those speed bumps out there.
Is it that much?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot.
But I do know that it is, what they're claiming is I think, pretty true.
And what is, just for comparison's sake, what's a standard good stainless steel prop cost these days?
Yeah, so Yamaha makes their shift dampening system prop, which is just a click instead of a rattle and a bang in gear. Okay. And that prop is, on the V6s, you're pushing $800-$900 on that propeller.
Like, good. Totally affordable, right? But
it's in comparison, it seems affordable.
Yeah,
it's still expensive.
Yeah, no doubt, what I bought too. That's cool. Hey, Tom, a great question. Appreciate the call very much.
Oh, man, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup, having a lot of fun in here with Nick Kelly from West Coast Marine. And we've got your calls. Text some more when we turn on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check resortkonakai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. For bluefin tuna and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. Shimano's Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talica and Speedmaster 2 feature Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest of load. For all your Shimano, visit visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest. Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore, thanks to the Dana Wharf's Kids Club. Dana Wharf Sport Fishing invites all anglers 12 and under to join the Kids Club today. Membership includes over $100 of really cool stuff, like 2 free fishing trips, whale watch trip, as well as a free Dana Wharf Kids Club hat or t-shirt. Log on to the website, DanaWharf.com, or visit them in Dana Point Harbor, the Bass Capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County.
This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.